Actinide opacities for modeling the spectra and light curves of kilanovae, by C.J. Fontes et al. We extend previous ab initio calculations of lanthanide opacities, Fontes et al., 2020, MNRAS, 493, 4143, to include a complete set of actinide opacities for use in the modeling of kilanova light curves and spectra. Detailed, fine structure line features are generated using the configuration interaction approach. These actinide opacities display similar trends to those observed for lanthanide opacities, such as the lighter actinides producing higher opacity than the heavier ones for relevant conditions in the dynamical ejector. A line bind treatment is employed to pre-compute opacity tables for 14 actinide elements, 89 is less than or equal to Z is less than or equal to 102, over a grid of relevant temperatures and densities. These tabular opacities will be made publicly available for general usage in kilanova modeling. We demonstrate the usefulness of these opacities in kilanova simulations by exploring the sensitivity of light curves and spectra to different actinide abundance distributions that are predicted by different nuclear theories, as well as to different choices of ejector mass and velocity. We find very little sensitivity to the two considered distributions, indicating that opacities for actinides with Z is greater than or equal to 99 do not contribute strongly. On the other hand, a single actinide element, protactinium, is found to produce faint spectral features in the far infrared at late times, 5 to 7 days post-merger. More generally, we find that the choice of ejector mass and velocity have the most significant effect on NOTS emission for this study. This was Actinide Opacities for Modeling the Spectra and Light Curves of Kilanovae, by C.J. Fontes et al.